What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Cropback Calf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropbackcalf.com. And you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, July 28th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up? Happy Monday, all.
What's up? And Jason Bishop.
Man, whoever sits here after us or on the weekend, this volume level was, seriously, it was all the way.
Blasting super high.
It was
high.
All the way up there.
Somebody's basically deaf, is what you're saying.
Look at that. Yeah. That's where it was.
That's really loud.
I don't know who sits here.
Let's see.
Who sits here?
Might be Danny.
I think Danny sits where I sit.
Oh, so yeah? Grant.
Well, maybe it was the weekend guy.
But yeah, I mean, you got Linnell, got
I don't know
all kinds of
here.
People that fill in.
I don't know volume, if they're in here in their other studio.
Mine is creeping up probably close to that range. I mean, it's well past the halfway mark.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's not quite three quarters yet, but it's heading in that direction.
Yeah.
It could be. If they have terrible headphones, sometimes you crank it up because your headphones are actually bad. So
yeah.
Who knows?
It could be that.
Who knows?
Anyway, what's up, boys?
What's up? Good weekend.
JP's off to Italia on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Switzerland Wednesday.
Oh, Switzerland Wednesday.
We'll go to Italy after 4 or 5 nights.
Yep. 9 o'clock flight.
How long is your trip?
He's there for a
10
while.
10 days.
10 days. I think, yeah.
9 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. We leave on a Wednesday and I'm back on a Friday. Whatever that is. I guess 9 days.
Looking forward to it.
It's not probably long enough, but it is what it is. I think he's asking me details. I don't know that many of the details. I let Kelsey set everything up. Mm-hmm. She did the flights. She did the car rental. Mm-hmm. She did the activities.
Perfect.
The only thing I kind of set up is through my cousin in Italy that we're staying at their place.
Mm, good.
Well, the way it works there. You show up in the village, and then they'll put you in one of the houses. So I have two cousins, Gloria and Daniela. We'll stay in one of their houses. I don't know. We'll pull into Trigioville, and then we'll end up in one of their houses.
Cuts down on your lodging expenses, which is always good.
It's and then we'll go stay in their apartment for a day, I think, in Lake Garda, which is Lake Como gets all the pub.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the pictures. Garda is very similar.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's probably beautiful.
Very similar. So, yeah, we go Wednesday night. But I haven't had time to even focus on that. So I'll focus on it, on Wednesday. I got plenty of time. Finish the show Wednesday. Then I'll figure out which airport. He asked me which airport. I was like, I think it's Dulles, but I'm not positive.
That's a pretty important detail.
And I just got an email right here which says 6 a.m. It says you need to confirm your car rental check-in at Zurich Airport by clicking the check-in button. So I need to do that.
Yep.
But that just came in, literally says 6 a.m.
Mm.
So I'll be good to go.
You have to pack, though, right? Do you pack? I don't even know what the climate
half
is.
Hour.
What's the climate over there, though? No
idea. It's going to be probably in hot. Switzerland in the 60s and 70s.
All right.
Because we're in the mountains. But
it's 60s. I need pants. Sorry. I need pants in
60s. Italy hot, probably.
Italy's probably going to be hot, but again, we're in the mountains.
Yeah. Right. That's not
it's
bad.
A little cooler.
And then where your family is in Trigioville, is it like they have all the modern conveniences? Everything's...
Yeah.
Yes, all right, so you don't have to worry about anything there. They have AC and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
We would go to the farm in Ohio.
Right, they got zippy.
They didn't have AC, and they lived on fans, and it was hot,
Midwest heat,
hot.
Dead of summer. Yeah,
my dad would round up whoever wanted to go, and we literally would go to the mall for hours.
Or go to the grocery store and walk through the frozen food section. Good life hack, too, if it's way hot out.
Walk around the mall, get your food at the food court.
Nice.
Walk around the mall again just to stay cool.
Got it.
That was our
move. My son just got his dorm appointment, and he got Ellicott, one of the two dorms with no air conditioning.
It's brutal.
It's just a bad beat.
Both of my sons were in Hagerstown. And that's one of the, I guess the other one.
Yeah.
Does not
Are you
have
allowed
air
to put a window unit
Maryland?
In?
I guess so.
No,
just get
a window unit? No, you can put a window fan in. But
you're not
can't...
allowed to put a little window AC?
No, I don't
plug
believe
in.
So.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think so. I think that's verboten.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it's a bad beat.
In. Put a fan. What are you going to do? It's really only bad for a month.
I mean, this
for September.
This is triggering me back to, I think it's when I moved Brendan in as a freshman to Hagerstown. And of course, it's a madhouse. Everybody's moving in at the same time. There's like four dilapidated old elevators. They're all being used.
Yeah.
So I had to like bring his fridge up to the seventh floor, I believe it was. And I had to stop like on the fourth, like
a fourth. Of
course. I was like, I'm gonna die of heart attack here in the stairwell if I don't stop.
Yeah, of course.
It. And it's a fridge that's this big, but when you're carrying it up seven flights of steps and it's 90 degrees outside.
Of course.
People are just passing me up and down. I was like, I gotta take a break.
Yeah, of course.
I need 2 minutes here.
Nothing wrong with that.
Or else you're gonna be dragging a corpse out of this stairwell.
Right.
Yep, I remember those days.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about that. That's post-vacation. Oh, I think he has an orientation.
That's down the line. You're good.
August 15th or August 20th, and then the move-in date is right before September, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll be here before.
And I think he's grasping to get out of Ellicott somehow. Yeah.
Good luck.
He's already putting in paperwork.
I think he's grasping.
Yeah, I don't know that'll
he's
work.
He's grasping to find an AC dorm.
You better have a lot of moisture-wicking T-shirts. That'd be my advice.
I actually don't think that's going to work, but good luck.
Probably not, but he was supposed to be locked into a different college, and he got out of that.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Last minute. So,
maybe he'll find a way.
That part I'm not going to miss. Moving my daughters
into dorms
or apartments.
Nope.
Not going to miss the bills.
Or the bills.
Yeah.
Bills are officially
done. You're free rolling over there. Look at you.
Officially done, man.
You basically got a raise.
Paid the last month's of rent in July, on July 5th.
Very nice.
Paid all the utilities. That's Dunsky. I hope we get our refund back for the security deposit on the apartment.
Uh-huh. Let's hope.
But they're shady. Oh, they're shady.
They're going to find something wrong.
They'll say, yeah, this is broken, or this is, you know, need a new carpet, or
mm-hmm.
they probably lie. But hopefully we'll get it. We'll see.
EB, you were in Villanova?
Yeah. Yep. We were there. Very cool.
Good time in Philly. Did you get your cheesesteaks?
You know, we did go. We weren't in the city, right? So it's like 30
Villanova's
minutes outside.
Not really. Yeah. Downtown.
I've never been to Villanova.
Nice.
What I've heard about it, it's too foofy to be in like Philadelphia proper.
No, it's very nice. But
isn't the town called Villanova? Or is it?
I don't know.
Was it called?
There's a town next door called Bryn Mawr.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
That's a big mall place, right?
I don't know.
I think they've got a big mall there.
But we found a place. We said, let's just get some Philly cheesesteak. We went to a place, but it got very high ratings, but I think there's only one or two locations. So we didn't go to one of the famous places. We went to a place called Bubba's
nice.
Philly cheesesteak. And they're like ribeye cheesesteaks. They're excellent.
I'm sure they were.
But, yep, we were just in and out.
Looks like Jason's right. Villanova
PA.
It's a census-designated place in Pennsylvania, United States.
He knows.
I've been there once, I think, one time.
Oh, that was a cool spot.
It was nice.
Checking it out, just seeing what the vibe was. In and out, got back. What time did we get back last night? Oh, my God. Because then I had to pick up my daughter, who was at a wedding in San Francisco. And then I had to take my youngest to a house in Virginia because she's going to the Outer Banks this week. Mm-hmm. How do you think the traffic's going to be? They're leaving today. Most people leave on Friday or Saturday or maybe even Sunday.
Okay.
They're leaving today at like 10 a.m.
On a Monday to go to the Outer Banks?
I think it'll be okay.
Shouldn't be bad.
I think it'll be okay.
I would think.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be bad.
I think they'll be okay because they have to drop the dog off, you know, to be watched or whatever.
It's actually probably a smart time to leave.
They're going down with like four girls.
What about you, Bish Bucks? You've done two straight 3-day weekends.
Oh, no, I love them.
You party on the 3-day weekend?
No, not really. Friday was kind of chill. Saturday, I had to go to a engagement party in Vienna.
Nice.
And El Bebe provided the food. Great Mexican food. Unbelievable.
Did you get a marg?
Just had a couple of cocktails.
Like it.
Chilled. It was chill.
Good.
And then yesterday,
Who do you know getting engaged at this age?
My buddy's son is having his wedding is September 19th. So it was like an engagement.
Well, that was the thing. My daughter's teammate got married. She just graduated.
Oh, wow.
September 19th in football season.
She just graduated.
Yeah, I think
donk move.
Isn't September 19th a Friday?
Oh, is it? I didn't know the day of the week. I just know that's football season.
I mean, I could be wrong. I think it's a Friday.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, so that's perfect.
Yeah, Meg's teammate married a wrestler at Stanford, and he still got eligibility. I don't know. They're going to be roughing it for a couple years, you know.
It seems wildly young, kind of the way that we think, but I think my mom was 23 when she got married.
Yeah. I think I think her teammate's probably 22. Not that far off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the other kid, I don't know. I think he did like a mission or something, so he might be a little bit older.
He's young. Cakes got married pretty young.
24?
It's young. Felt like that was young. Yeah, yeah. But
I waited as long as I could. No, but the 3-day weekends are great. I mean, I'm not going on vacation until August 17th. You guys are all bouncing around the globe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I just wanted to take a day here and there. And yeah, it was chill weekend. I mean, the weather has been excruciating.
It was really
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday are supposed to be indexes in the hundreds. And then, did you see Friday's weather?
I haven't 77. Actually looked at the weather. I heard next week is supposed to be great, like low 80s.
Low 80s next week.
Yeah. So are they expecting like the evening storm every day this week?
I know Thursday is supposed to be storms. I don't think so.
Oh, really? Just going to
be like
hot?
A small chance. I think it's just going to be really hot.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the Commanders had their first open practice.
They did on Sunday.
Monstrous lines. People lining up at 6:30 in the morning, cars. I mean, just ridiculous interest.
Saw the Roosters video of the traffic stacking up. I think it was the Prince William County Parkway.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked absurd.
That's what happens when you go all the way to the NFC Championship game. Yep. And you go 12-5. A lot of interest. We're going to talk to Grant Paulson, who was there. They, of course, made some news also with Santana Moss being added to their Ring of Fame.
Very
so
cool.
We'll talk to Grant Paulson about that. I saw him interviewing Fred Smoot for that.
Very deserving.
GP will join us coming up at 8:25.
I was actually going to go to camp, yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I realized that was the first day that fans were allowed.
Yeah. You didn't want to go with the madhouse?
It was going to be a poop show.
Yeah.
So I called the guys, the PR guys, and said, you know what? I'm going to wait until next weekend.
You're going to hold off.
I think it's going to be packed every day, every time
they only
they're
have
available.
A few open practices.
I think it's going
to
be packed.
Are you going to go to one that's not open to the
public?
Yeah,
I think so.
Then you'll be good there. But if all the days where the fans are allowed, I think it's going to be jammed.
He's not a rookie. He knows how to circumnavigate it.
No, I can't do that.
Anyway, we'll talk with Grant Paulson coming up at 8:25. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.